is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Oh, Rachel, I've got to edit that a little bit. No, I'm not live in studio. I mean, live right now, but we're pre-recording an interview today because the guy that we have in studio is just so dang busy. Caleb Maluli from the Gasoline Gypsies. We finally got him. We've been playing his stuff since session started back in 2017. You know, no rush. Come on, come in wherever you get a chance.
Yeah. How many years later? Six now. Yeah.
The Gasoline Gypsies front man, and we're going to be talking to him, playing some stuff from the brand new album Gravel Roads. We're also going to be sampling some stuff from some OG Gasoline Gypsy stuff, and then talking about the future. Let's get right into it. Caleb, first of all, welcome to Sessions.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's awesome.
Normally, we play some other band stuff, but I think with your library, I think we're just going to jump right in.
Awesome.
Congratulations on Gravel Roads.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been very excited. This is by far the best work we've ever put out, and a lot of these songs have been a long time coming, getting them laid on wax, as you would say. And yeah, we're excited to be putting this stuff out into the world. So,
compared to some of the stuff that you've released in the past, it seems very much leaning towards the country vein. Was that organic? Is that just how it happened, or did you guys make the conscious decision we're gonna kind of go the more country route?
So our really big thing, and it always has been forever, is we let the songs write themselves and try to stay out of the way. So everything that you ever hear from us has come organically. We never make a conscious decision to go towards one genre or the other. So, yeah, this is totally, it's an organic thing. It's kind of funny because since the beginning of the Gasoline Gypsies, way back when I was, 20-something, we started as a three-piece, and it was very much Americana, just like this. I played almost strictly acoustic guitar. We still did a lot of the vocal harmonies. And that's what I've always loved personally. And being like the chief songwriter, that's where I've always leaned a little bit. We've changed, obviously, throughout the years, but sure. It's kind of come full circle back to that very original Gasoline Gypsy sound.
So the tracks on Gravel Roads, there's four tracks.
That's right.
Is it kind of, okay, these four all match together, let's put them on there, or is it all four of them just kind of all happen in a row the same way?
Yeah, so a lot of these songs on this album anyway, well, two of them anyways, are, we've had them, we've been playing them out for a long time, since 2017, or earlier, Calling Me Home, and the title track, Gravel Roads. We've been playing out forever, and it was kind of, those were definitely our first two picks, because so many people even knew the lyrics, a lot of our diehards or even people who just like to come to a lot of our shows. We were realizing a lot of the people were playing in front of bigger crowds now, and a lot of these people knew all of the words to our old stuff that we weren't playing anymore. They were singing along to the stuff that we weren't so excited about playing since we had all this cool new material. So that was the big decision with those two, at least. Mud in the Water is a pretty brand new song, but we just really, all of us really, really love that tune. So we decided to put that one on there. And then
I'm going to go out of order for a minute with the questions.
Sure.
Because you mentioned people singing the lyrics back to you.
Yep.
Talk me through that. What's that feeling to you when you hear people singing stuff that you wrote?
Yeah, it's a pretty special, amazing feeling. I mean, we've always had those couple of diehards right from the beginning who would memorize the songs, but now that it's on a larger scale, it's something very special. To me, it says that we're doing something right, lyrics that are good enough that people want to memorize them or have listened to the songs long enough to know those lyrics. But yeah, it's a special feeling, and it's just a step up in the show, in the production, when you're hearing your words sung back to you and the feeling that you get.
Let's start off with the title track. We're going to play it here in a minute. You've named the whole thing Gravel Roads. It was your first single from this record. Talk me through this track.
Yeah, so this one is definitely the most upbeat track. The rest of them on the album are, of course, I love them all, but this one is like You know, it has the most energy for sure. This was written quite a long time ago. I can't even tell you how long, to be honest. And
pre-Gasoline Gypsies or
no, this was during the Gasoline Gypsies. And it really is, like we talked about. I do a lot of hunting and fishing. I'm a huge outdoors enthusiast, just hiking, whatever. And this song definitely takes its inspiration from that and my hometown of Ruby, and kind of breaking out from that, but still missing it while we're on the road, and just my love of the backcountry roads and stuff like that. So,
here's the title track from the new album from Gasoline Gypsies. Here's Gravel Roads on Sessions. All original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. Gasoline Gypsies, Gravel Roads, title track to the new album, Gravel Roads. Caleb in studio. You got quite a voice on you.
Hey, thank you.
Deep voice.
That. Yeah, that's right. Deeper than I sing, actually. People are surprised sometimes.
Yeah, kind of is.
Yeah.
It's usually the other way around.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And you said, because we were talking about that during the break, while Gravel Roads was playing, you got that voice at 10 years old.
Yeah, well, maybe that might have been a little of exaggeration, but
puberty hit you hard.
Yeah. I remember my sister calling home. She went off to the Navy, and my voice changed while she was gone, and she picked up the phone and was like, why are you talking like that? And why are you talking with the, yeah, that's my voice now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Come down the stairs. Do we have any kind of grudge left?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Who is that?
Exactly. Yeah, that was very funny.
I kind of want him to be my outgoing message on my voicemail. Like, yeah. Adam can't make it to the can't make it to the phone right now. Leave a message. Because it'd be like all women. It's like, yeah. you have 47 messages. Yeah. Message one. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
that's
okay.
Funny.
A lot of great stuff coming up for the Gypsies. You're doing some solo stuff, I've noticed.
Yeah, I think it's almost 3 years ago now, a little over two probably anyway. Kind of quit doing anything else for work. I was kind of a jack-of-all-trades construction type guy, and I just made the switch to doing music full-time. So I do the solo shows between 3 to 5 days a week, and I also own my own company doing radio jingles and advertisements. So.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Here we are, the radio guys. We probably should have already known that.
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll check our notes, but that's not on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty. It's another fun way to make money playing music and not actually performing out. You know, I write and produce them. We write the scripts. I hire all the musicians. We do everything in-house. And probably got about 20 or 25 on the radio right now. So
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very
it's
cool.
Fun. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going on to the next track for Gravel Roads, and it's Broken Arrow. You released this was about a month ago.
Yep, this was the second song released off the album.
And I love Gravel Roads, but I'm thinking this one so far is leading the pack for me. It really kind of hits me, but I'm not going to talk about the song. I want you to talk about the song. What is Broken Arrow, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, so this song was, I do writing sessions with other musicians sometimes, and a good friend of mine, Alex Holy Cross, from a band called The Native Howl. They're really great.
Oh, yeah. I think we've heard of them anyway.
Yep. So when he's not, you know, they're definitely a league above us right now. We've kind of always gone neck and neck, and they're really killing it, touring all over. But when he comes home, when we can, we sit down and write together, and when the night doesn't turn into just hanging out, we actually write a song or two. And this song was written between the two of us, and it was actually after talking about life on the road and, you know, what it takes to be a touring musician. And, you know, you burn up all your endorphins for 3 weeks, and then you come home and you feel like kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, getting back into normal life, and That's exactly what the song is about. It's about just burning everything up. But, you know, all these songs, even the sadder ones, always have a little bit of hope in them. So, and that's what kind of where the chorus comes in. And so that's what this one's about.
I've kind of noticed that with Gasoline Gypsy's music. It's self-reflective,
mm-hmm.
but it also kind of reaches out to people, kind of inspires.
Yep, that's definitely the goal. You know, you want people to, it's always my goal when I'm writing a song is how do I make somebody feel the way that I'm feeling right now. You know,
so. We're going to talk about your songwriting here in just a little bit, but let's play Broken Arrow right here from the Gasoline Gypsies on Sessions.
Just another broken arrow flung too many times. No longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime. Been flying through the darkness, there's no light to see. Am I tripping over hard times? Are they tripping over me? Make peace with the sorrow, what you stole from tomorrow ain't coming. Break if you force it, it comes and it goes. You've got to let it out, you've got to let it in. Just another hickory took on too many vines. The weight is gonna break me, but it'll take some time. I used to know this forest, every leaf and every tree. The world just keeps on a-growing it ain't got no room for me. Make peace with the sorrow. What you stole from tomorrow ain't coming. From tomorrow ain't coming back, ain't coming back again. You'll break if you force it. It comes and it goes. You've got to let it out. You've got to let it in. Ooh. Another broken arrow, flung too many times. No longer straight and narrow, I was something in my prime.
Gasoline Gypsies, Broken Arrow, from the new album, Gravel Roads. Now, I can assume that you can get it wherever streaming service is available.
Yeah, so we're releasing this one as singles. So we have one more single that is yet to be released. Okay. And that's the full band version of Mud in the Water. So and then it'll be available as the 4-song EP.
Now, you are planning on hard copies of this record, right?
Yeah, we do have some CDs, and we actually just got into these little flashcard things that are pretty cool. They're about the size of a business card that has a USB stick that folds out of them. You can plug them right into your car and it starts playing the music automatically with all the info and everything.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah, they're really neat. Yeah, we had another artist that we were playing a show with, and he had those. We thought those were really cool because, you know, we stopped selling CDs a while ago because nobody has anything to play them on anymore, you know. Like, for the most part, in a while we'd have a guy who'd want a CD or whatever.
I have to put it in my Xbox.
That's it, exactly. So those USB cards are awesome because you can plug them, most cards you can just plug them in and it comes up with all the info. Like, you just put a CD in, you can skip it and fast forward.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Are you guys going to go the vinyl route?
Yeah, so we do plan on going the vinyl route. So we're in the process of recording our next 4-song EP. It's coming out right after this one's done being released. And our goal is to put this EP on one side of the vinyl and the following EP on the other side of the vinyl.
Perfect.
Yeah, be cool.
Well, put me down for that one.
Right.
Absolutely.
Will do.
Because it's you were talking that this next one that you're working on is a departure from Gravel Roads.
Yeah, so like I said, we've kind of always let the songs kind of write themselves. We don't try to decide what genre we want to go towards.
You let them decide for themselves.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, it has its perks and its problems just like anything else, but it's just the way we do things. So this next album, it's yet to be titled, will be definitely leaning more into the rock and roll side. Not so much heavy rock as a couple of our older tracks, but the thing that I really like about this newer sound that we're working with is we have this new piano player, Connor Williams. And
nice.
Yeah, the keys really, to me anyway, are going to really help bridge the gap between this sounding like country Americana or this sounding like rock and roll. You know, we want to go the route of like the Allman Brothers and stuff like that. They kind of covered all those genres. And I just kind of dawned on me not too long ago that I really think it's the piano that helps tie those sounds together. So
yeah,
we're going to lean into that piano a lot more on this next one as well.
Absolutely. Your writing style. Now, I've talked to writers before, and there seems to be into two different classes. The one that says, okay, Tuesday at 6 p.m., I'm going to go underneath my favorite tree, or I'm going to go to a coffee house, and I'm going to write a song on this day. And then there's this school of thought of these people will pull over on a busy highway because inspiration hits.
Yeah, I'm that second.
You're
for
that
sure.
One?
Yeah, most of the time it's when I just got done playing gigs in a row and I'm exhausted and trying to sleep, and right when my brain starts to shut off, I'll get hit with a line. And I've gotten pretty good, not every time, but pretty good at making myself jump out of bed and start writing. That's when a lot of this stuff comes. Or driving is another one that'll
you
hit
just
me
jump
a lot
out
of the time.
Car.
Yeah, exactly. On the freeway at 80 miles an hour. Yeah, yeah.
Caleb's got an idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. My fiance even knows now. Like if I start, you know, like hold on a second. You know, the band too. Like yeah. I'm just gonna go outside for a little bit. You know.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to create.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Could you even remember the first song you ever wrote? I mean, how old would you have been?
12 or 13, probably.
12 or 13.
Yeah, I got my first ukulele at the Wheatland Music Festival that we talked about a little bit on the break, and
yeah.
Pretty much started writing right away. As you know, I always wrote little rhymes and stuff like that in my head, literally pretty much since I can remember. I've always been working on the lyrics of the, you know, the word portion of it. And then I picked up the instrument and kind of started right away. I think it might have been
a ukulele. I find that interesting because most times people are like, yeah, I had an electric guitar. I plugged into an amp, turned it up to 10.
Yeah.
And then eventually they find that kind of sound. But you started off with that sound.
Yeah, and that's what, like I said, that Wheatland Music Festival, I'm 33 and I've been going for 30 years. And that's been my inspiration since before I can remember. I begged my dad that year to spend $40 on a ukulele for me, and didn't never put that thing down once I got it. That
best
was,
$40
that was
bucks
it
ever spent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. So Wheatland Music Festival. Now, I'm going to sound stupid right now. Is there a Wheatland, Michigan? Is this where it is?
It's in Remus, Michigan. I believe there might even be a little town of Wheatland right there. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, it's in Remus, close to Mount Pleasant is the biggest biggest town close there. Yeah, and it was forever. It was a traditional bluegrass festival, but they've started to branch out a little bit and get some other genres in there. And after all,
I bet some of the diehards love that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a mix of what people think on that one. But yeah, we had the honor of playing one of the main stages and headlining one of the main stages last year.
Now, we have a cut from that recent appearance?
Yeah, so Gravel Roads, quite a while ago we released our live version of that, and also we just released a live version with a video of Calling Me Home, which was the last track that we just dropped.
Gotcha. How do we want to go? Do we want to play that one then?
You're welcome to, yeah. It's
Or we don't have that one.
Yeah, we do.
We do? I think we should do that one. I mean, what do you say, Caleb? You're our guest.
Yeah, they're both great, really. The live, you know, the live versions of these songs at Wheatland are certainly special. And, you know, being a little, well, usually I'm biased in the other direction, but we really put on a great performance for these ones. So, yeah, that's fine. If you want to play those live tracks, you can go right ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well, before we do that, let's talk about Calling Me Home.
Yeah, so this song was kind of what you were talking about with you know, pulling over to the side of the road because you have an idea. We call that being hit by the beam. Every once in a while, you'll just get smashed in the head with something, and you got to put it down. So this song was written on a flight from Detroit to Colorado. I was going on a short trip there. And, of course, I always travel with my guitar on me. And
other passengers love that.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, all their bags are getting crammed
ding, ding,
in.
Ding. And, you shut. 19
seat,
you shut him up.
Yeah. I started writing the lyrics as pretty much as soon as the plane took off, because we were supposed to be getting some snow there in Colorado before we landed, and that's what that first lyric is about. And then by the time I landed, the lyrics were written, and within a day or two, the song was written around it pretty much. So
here we go. Here's Caleb Maluli and Company, the Gasoline Gypsies, a live version of Calling Me Home right here on Sessions.
Watch me begin.
just to get what you need. But those who seek harvest must first plant the seed.
Version of Calling Me Home, the latest single from the Gasoline Gypsies' new album, Gravel Roads. Caleb Maluli in studio with me today, but we got to take a little bit of a commercial break. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different, but one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
It's Uncle Salem here. Join me every Saturday on SolidStateRadio.net and every Thursday on Spock Rock Radio for Blank Generation. Punk, metal, weirdness, and all kinds of mayhem. See you there, 6 p.m. Saturday.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
And thank you very much for sticking around after the break. This is Sessions, serving up some Michigan-made music. And we've got an A-list celebrity studio. It only took us 7 years to make it happen, but Sean made it happen. Caleb Malooly from the Gasoline Gypsies. We've been playing some tracks from the new album, Gravel Roads. It's a great album.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I am... I've never been quite as proud of a piece of work that we've put out, and this is definitely top tier for us as far as recording quality and the song quality as well. So
we were talking about it. I think there was some discrepancy. I don't even think you know. How is this your fourth release? Is your fifth release? Or?
I think technically it's our fifth. As the Gasoline Gypsies, we did just remove one of the older. The oldest album off of there. Yeah, and we had a lot of diehards that were not happy about that. But we are going to, you know.
Like, done.
Yeah, we were. It's just the quality was just not there anymore.
Just got to wait for the Gasoline Gypsies box set.
Yeah, well, we were talking about those little USB cards, and that's going to be an option, is we're going to have a couple of those with just everything pretty much we've ever done on it, you know, so you can buy it and take it home.
Four songs on it so far, and you're working on the next album. We'll talk. Maybe we'll touch on that here in a little bit. But there's another track, "Mud in the Water." Now, we don't have the official cut because it hasn't been released yet. But we do have our sneaky people behind the scenes. We're able to find a live cut of you singing it solo.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So we released this one. Quite a while ago, just as a kind of a, just to put it out there and let people get a little taste of what was to come, and very excited to release.
You guys are very active on social media.
That's the name of the game in today's music industry. As much as we don't necessarily love doing it, it's definitely important. You know, there's lots of guys who have played two live shows their entire life and are making more money than the three of us put together in this room. That's for sure. So, you know, all the social media. Yeah, I know. It's kind of a shame, but it's kind of, you know, it's either play the game or fall behind, you know.
Yeah, so. It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other videos that you've posted, because some of them, apparently your drummer's eating beans out of a can. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, with the drumstick, yeah.
Yeah. let's talk about this song specifically. Mud in the Water. Especially today, it's raining like crazy, so we definitely feel it.
Yeah, this one, out of all the songs on this album, this one's kind of really my baby. So we talked about, you know, most of the time an idea hits you and you run with it. Well, I'd been really working on the concept, at least, of this song for a long time, over a year before I wrote it. Just trying, and I wasn't trying to rush it or trying to force it, and it all kind of came to me one day, but... this song is about growing up, and, you know, when you're a child, everything is magic and fresh and new, and you haven't experienced all these things, and they're all coming in, and it's exciting. And as you start to grow older, people, relationships, money, problems, you know, all the stuff of adult life slowly starts creeping in and taking away some of that magic. And again, like we talked about before, you know, there's a little bit of hope in the chorus of this tune as well, but that's what this song is about, is just growing up and missing the magic of being a child.
Caleb Mullooly from the Gasoline Gypsies, a live version of a song that you're going to hear on the new album, Gravel Roads. Here is Mud in the Water on Sessions.
All my sins have been tucked away, hiding from the light of the coming day. And when the sun rises, I may come around, or I'll linger in the shadows till it sinks back down. When I was young, the water clean, life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things went wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. I've been giving in to the lesser man. The devil's been working with my idle hands. Tomorrow seems so far away when you're living in the light of yesterday. When I was young, the water clean, life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things went wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. It's gone. The magic's gone. It's gone. So my lungs could fill. Oh, good Lord, this road is mean when you're waiting on the promise of a dying dream. When I was young, the water clean, life was like ripples on a flowing stream. Somewhere, darling, things went wrong. Now there's mud in the water and the magic's gone. There's mud in the water and the magic's gone. Mud in the water and the magic's gone.
Caleb Mullooly, solo act, Mud in the Water right there on Sessions from Gravel Roads. Caleb Mullooly finally in studio with us today. And we're probably going to be playing this interview a lot. It's going to be people might be getting sick of it. I have no idea. Apparently, this song and a lot of the songs have been featured on Greenway Outdoors on the History Channel. Talk us through this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So these guys have become some pretty good friends of mine. They started in Fenton, Michigan is where they're out of. They started with a YouTube channel. It's a very a lot of parallels to being a musician. They started scraping by, you know, pinching pennies to go here or there to go do a hunting or a fishing trip and filming it themselves.
Yeah.
And just recently they were picked up by the History Channel, and they're from our manager's neck of the woods, and he saw some kind of post that they made and said, hey, send him a message, you know, check out this band that I'm working with. We feel the music would fit. They got back with us pretty much right away and said, we love the sound. We've been looking for some music that we loved that, you know, fits the theme of our channel. And you can hear in a lot of these songs, there's lots of, you know, obviously outdoor references, and you can tell that's one of my passions. And they picked up Mud in the Water. That was the first one. And I think six or seven of our songs ended up on the first season on the History Channel. And plenty more are going to be on the second season that they're filming right now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did I hear you correctly that they got you into a gig at Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah, when they did their big, you know, the initial, whatever it's called, the initial showing of a couple of their episodes. And they did like a big game dinner and some raffles for some outdoor gear and stuff. And yeah, they put us on the stage at Bass Pro, and we were one of the very first bands to ever play in a Bass Pro Shop. And we'll be doing it again in October for their second season.
Right next to display of stink bait.
Yeah, the giant fish tank. Yeah, the big old bass in there. Yeah, that's right. I was in heaven there. I'm glad I didn't spend too much money.
You are outdoorsy kind of guy.
Yeah,
I didn't learn this until today, that you kind of moved out of where you were living and you're living in a camper just to be in the woods.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a little bit of a change. You know, we're kind of saving up and looking for the right property. We've rented forever, but yeah, we moved into our little tiny camper out of our very large and pretty nice apartment with me and my fiance and my cat living in the one little tiny camper. So there's been lots of ups and downs, more ups than downs, luckily, you know. Had some really great nights. We're both outdoors people and love camping.
Okay.
And so we're living
in our
element.
She's not like I need a bigger tub. I need a tub.
It's been all right. Other than the spider that was almost as big as my hand on her pillow next to her face at 3 a.m, we've had some pretty good nights. Yeah, that was,
I know those spiders.
The fishing spiders, the North American fishing spiders. Spiders. Those things are. I was ready for her.
Australian looking.
Yeah,
things,
yeah. I was ready for her to be packing a bag and telling me, "Good luck. I'll see you when we find a house." And I wouldn't have blamed her, because those things are nasty.
I have arachnophobia myself, and I'd be like, "All right, I'm out of here."
Yeah, I mean, they're literally, you know, I mean, they're like four or five inches in diameter with their legs. You know, they're big, big spiders. Anyway.
So I love asking some of these questions. What's your favorite pre-gig ritual?
You know, we've been asked that quite a few times, and it almost saddens me to say that we don't have too many. We don't have like a big ritual we all do as a band.
Well, and not as a band, but there's probably got to be something, because I've talked to band members about this, and they don't even realize, like, okay, wow, I do have to do that before.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that we do or try to do, you know, because we've been doing a lot more of these four-part vocal harmonies, and as you know, I'm sure the vocal harmonies can make or break it. If you really nail them, you sound like an amazing band. If three of you are off, people are walking out the door, you know, so we do, we get together in a little huddle, just usually me with the acoustic guitar, and sing together for a little bit before, and it kind of warms us up, gets us in the right headspace. And,
okay.
Other than that, that's pretty much it. You know, back in our party days, I would say we'd chug a beer or two, but most of us don't even drink before we go on anymore.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We're getting older, I guess.
Or just, he says, you know, at 33 years old. Oh,
yeah.
Let me get you a cane when you walk out of here.
You know, yeah. Just taking it a little more seriously. You know, it took us a couple gigs of one or two of us being almost too intoxicated to play for us to really be like, okay, you know, there's plenty of time for that after when we get off stage.
And that moves into my next favorite question, is Spinal Tap moments on stage. I want, or it could be touring, recording. I want something funny. So things that happened.
There's two that come to mind, I guess. When we first started, as we were talking about before, and we were a three-piece kind of Americana type band, We got booked for a festival. We actually just played again this year called Nor'easter Fest up north in Mayo, Michigan. And we got booked. We were young kids just driving around in a busted up old van, you know, like living our best and some of the best moments we ever had. But we got booked for the show, and we didn't have a manager or anything. We didn't even read the contract. We just knew that one night we were pretty close to headline, and we were excited about that. So that was Friday night. We played, and it was awesome. Had a good show, as good as we could play back then. And the next day we woke up hungover and decided it'd be a good idea to go fishing and go swimming at the little lake that was close by. So we went and had our fun that day after waking up at noon or whatever, you know, and went and hung out all day. And we came back, and the guy who was organizing the thing was like, where have you guys been? Like, oh, we were just out fishing, hanging out. We came back to watch the rest of the music. He's like, oh, that's really great. I'm happy for you. You missed your second set. So, yeah, we didn't get a call back for that festival for 10 years, actually. It was the 10-year anniversary. They finally let it go, I think, and had us back in there.
They probably put somebody on you to make sure that you didn't
leave. Yeah. That was a big learning lesson. We also used to drive around in an old – it was one of the first things we bought as a band was an old it was actually an old Red Cross emergency vehicle that somebody converted into a camper, and it was, you know, the classic piece of crap, you know. We called it Claude, was what we called it. Jean-Claude damn van. It still had the emergency lights on the top and everything. It was really cool. I mean, it just broke down everywhere.
Turn them on.
Yeah, we did every once in a while. Not when we were driving, but at festivals and stuff, you know.
God damn it, the gasoline gypsy's got a kick.
Yeah. Woo! We broke down, I think it was in Saginaw or up north a little ways from there or something, but that's when we were on tour, the Northwind tour, our first tour with the Native Howl, actually, we were talking about earlier.
And, nice.
The big damn van broke down, and they had a Suburban, I think it was, and we crammed all of our gear and 9 people into that Suburban and drove to the next
town. I'm sure that smelled
next
fantastic.
Town. Oh, man, it was, yeah, after being on the road for a while, and we were like... Literally, the Alex from the Howl and our drummer Joe were laying on top of all the gear and with no room in between the ceilings, sandwiched themselves in there. And we drove to the next spot 30 or 45 minutes away or whatever it was, and yeah, that was a good one.
So I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to get you in studio again, so I'm going to fanboy out a little bit. We're going to play another tune. My favorite. Well, one of my favorites is Tomorrow, but you don't like that one, so we're gonna move on for that one. Yeah. It's Playing with Fire. I mean, you really hit vocally. You really hit all the. You check all the boxes. You just get really emotional.
Thank you.
Of this one,
yeah.
I've heard the track many times. I've played it many times on the show. Talk me through it, though. I want to hear from you.
Well, okay. Here's another funny story. One for you, actually. It lined up perfect. During that time of my life, I move around a lot anyway, but that was like, I think, 3 or 4 times in a year that I was moving.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up in a third-story little tiny bungalow apartment with moving in with somebody that I'd never met before. His name was Larry. He was a much older gentleman, super nice. I was just young, too, and you know, but whatever. And
you just met him and decided to live together?
Well, I hadn't even met him. I just moved in without meeting him. And it was like tiny, couple square hundred feet apartment. He slept up in the dining room on like a pad with some pillows, and I got the one little tiny bedroom in there.
And that's a story right there. Wow.
Yeah, if you can imagine, you know, I think he was almost 60. I was a 20-something-year-old in a band. Things didn't go very well with me and Larry up there. So
I would assume not.
Coincidentally, that was right around the time I met my fiance, and it was a really rough time in life, and we were... you know, just getting in. She was like the one light in my life. And it was one of those, I was actually laying in bed in that apartment. And these first lines of this song kind of hit me. And the rest was kind of history with this one. So every time we play it out, we dedicate this song to Scary Larry. It's always for him. Instead of my fiance, this goes out to Scary Larry.
This one's going out to Scary Larry. Here's the Gasoline Gypsies playing with fire on Sessions.
He doesn't hear this.
I'm playing with fire. I still have so much left to learn. I'm fighting my desire to light it up and watch it burn. I'm playing with fire. Oh, yes. I'm playing with fire.
And time sure flies when you're getting stoned. Of all my friends and lovers, you are the sweetest that I've known. Staring out my window, stormy weather's all I see. And I can feel that sweet sun shining when you're lying next to me. I'm playing with fire, oh yes. I'm playing with fire, yeah, yeah. Well, freedom ain't quite what it used to be. All these trials, all these troubles keep creeping up from underneath. Let's dig a little deeper before this all goes wrong. I'm starting to slip, trying to get a grip, but I'm tired of hanging on. I'm playing with fire, oh yes. I'm playing with fire, yeah, yeah. Left to learn. I'm fighting my desire to light it up and watch it burn. I'm playing with fire. Oh, yes. I'm playing with fire. Yeah, yeah.
That one going out to me. I requested that one.
That's right.
Playing with Fire from the Gasoline Gypsies. Caleb Maluli in studio. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was an honor to sit in here with you guys.
Thank you for talking us through Gravel Roads. The next record, when can we expect it? When can we have it in our hot little hands?
So the final single from this one will be out within the next month. And then if things go well, it'll be maybe 2 months after that last single drops from this one that we'll be starting to pump out the next ones. This next album, too, we're, like I said, we're leaning more into the rock and roll side of things a little bit.
Sure.
Bridging the gap with the keyboard player, which I'm super excited about. And we finally got a professional artist to do all of the artwork for each single and for the album, which I've been doing. All this artwork that you see and all this stuff has been me for so far.
It looks good.
Thank you. No, and
Great job.
I like doing it. It just takes away time from songwriting and the things that I really, really want to focus on.
Does the album have a title yet?
It does not yet.
Oh.
No, we're working on it. So there's some really good tracks on there, though. There's some really personal ones. The most personal song I've ever written, How Long, will be on there. Drawn Lines, which is the closest we've ever and will ever come to a political song. And it's not political in either direction. It's kind of you know, regardless of where you stand, just be a good person. You know, that's what that song boils down to,
yep.
Which is a big message of ours, about as political as we get. And then we have a track that we've only played out one time before ever, and that we're going to just wait until the album's released. Hard Living, it's called. That I'm thinking is going to be the title track. And then, yeah, one other one that I can't think of off the top of my head, of course. So
when it comes out, you're definitely going to come back on the show and tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Bring some of the guys with you.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Absolutely.
Caleb, you're awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Caleb Maluli from the Gasoline Gypsies, our guest on Sessions. That will do it for me tonight. But join me on Saturdays from 9 to midnight, 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music uncensored. Thank you very much for listening. You guys are awesome. Good night.